Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Rich, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
So, what's happening this week, Rich? The Premier League season is over, so all the players must be on their holidays, right?
Yep, the Premier League season is over, but Premier League players are not on the beach yet.
Why not? What are they doing?
They're playing for their national teams. There are lots of international matches over the next 2 weeks, and the biggest tournament in South America starts this week.
Of course, the Copa America.
So, in this week's podcast, we're going to talk about the Copa America and have a look at some phrases we use to predict things in the future.
Which Premier League players are going to play in the Copa America, Rich?
Some of the biggest Premier League stars are going to be there. Manchester City's Sergio Aguero and Man United's Angel Di Maria are going to play for Argentina. And Chile's Alexis Sanchez is going to be there too.
I think Sanchez is going to be the star of the tournament. Anybody else?
Radamel Falcao is going to be in attack for Colombia. West Ham's Ener Valencia will be up front for Ecuador. And Liverpool's Felipe Coutinho and Chelsea's Willian are going to be in midfield for Brazil.
That's an amazing list.
Yeah, 8 of the 12 teams are going to have Premier League players in action. And more than half of Premier League clubs will have players in the competition.
And who do you think will win, Rich?
It's a difficult tournament to predict. Do you know which team has won the Copa America the most times?
Brazil?
Nope.
Argentina?
Wrong again. It's Uruguay who have won it 15 times.
So, who do you think will win? I think it will be Argentina.
Argentina are the favourites. Most people think they'll win. But Brazil will be one of the main challengers too.
So, do you think Argentina will win?
No. Actually, I think Chile will win. Chile's the host and is definitely a dark horse.
A dark horse? What are you talking about, Rich?
A dark horse is a team or player in a competition that surprises everyone by winning. A good example would be Greece in 2004.
Yes, I remember. Greece won the European Championships. It was a big surprise. Everybody thought Germany, Italy or Portugal would win. So, Greece was the dark horse.
Right. This week's challenge for listeners is to tell us a football prediction.
Yes. Tell us something that you think will happen in the next few weeks and months. Who will win the Copa America and which players will your team buy?
Write your answers in the comments section below and see if you can be the first with your prediction.
Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.
If you're listening to this on iTunes or elsewhere, come back to Premier Skills English for some language activities, a quiz and lots more. You can find us at www.britishcouncil.org/Premier Skills English.
Don't forget, if you sign in, you can score points to see if you can get your club, your country and your name to the top of our leaderboard.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.